Today is October 12th, year 2008, and it's the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. First, I just want to mention something for the glory of our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, who we celebrated her maternity yesterday, the maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was to refute that heretic Nestorius and all those people, like the Arians and the Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses, who deny that Jesus is God. And so yesterday, this was what our feast day was, Mary, the Mother of God. Now, we were thinking, too, what a horrible blasphemy it is, an apostasy, for people to say that the Muslims and the Talmudic Jews worship the true God. I ask you one question. Do they believe that Mary is the Mother of God? No, they don't. Because they don't believe Jesus is God. That is as simple for a kid who just attains the use of reason to understand. There's nothing complicated about it. One of the biggest blasphemies in the church today, so-called church, these guys are nominal Catholics, they're not real Catholics. Anybody who teaches this is an apostate. He allies himself with Nestorius, with the Arians, with the Jehovah Witnesses, and with the morons, the Mormons, I mean. And I'm talking about guys like Father Brian Harrison, Joe conservative guy in that Vatican II church, and everybody else, and that apostate brother Francis Maloof up in the St. Benedict Center who says Muslims worship the true God. Woe to you bastards. May Mary, who's terrible in battle array, come down and crush your head like she did JP2 when you die and kick your soul into hell. That's in it. I tell you, folks, it was given the Antichrist to make war against the saints, to blaspheme God in his tabernacle. It's in Apocalypse chapter 13, verse 5 to 8. Our Blessed Mother is the Mother of God, the tabernacle of Almighty God. These guys don't worship the true God. And when you think about, they don't have the Mother of God helping, and they deny her. But you got these nominal Catholics who call themselves Catholics and profess these apostasies. It would be better off if Father Harrison just became a Jehovah Witness. He says, well, I personally believe she's the Mother of God, but no, you really don't. You can't have it both ways. Because the minute you say Muslims worship the true God, you're denying Jesus is God and you're denying Mary's the Mother of God. All right, now we're going to talk about a little news clip I had here. When I scanned the news things and stuff on PBS to see what the enemy's up to. And when I was watching the PBS station, I forget what I was watching on, there was some documentary or something. But they had a little ad that came up, and it was advertising baseball for these underprivileged inner city kids or something. Or I don't know if they were inner city kids, but they were underprivileged kids or whatever. And it was called a special program to give these kids outdoor sporting activity. And they said, we developed a program where the kids come and play baseball. And it's really good because this baseball, there's no umpires, there's no coaches, and there's no rules. I'm not kidding. That's what he said. That's on PBS. What kind of baseball is that? No umpires, no coaches, no rules. Is that not the epitome of democracy? Is that not really, that's pure democracy. That's really what democracy really means in the end. Nobody can tell anybody what to do. There's no umpires to make decisions. There's no coaches to teach the kids how to play baseball. And there's no rules. I want to ask you folks, how can you play baseball like that? You know, I would like to find out a little more about this. Let's get on a horn on this. I want to look what that game looks like. You can have one kid running to third base, another kid's going from third base to home base. The outfielder wants the bat, so he throws his glove down, he goes up the bat. The pitcher throws the ball down, he takes up the bat. I mean, how could you play baseball like that? Right? This is a rebellion against constituted hierarchic order and authority. It's against rules. This is what Americanism is. This is what democracy is. It's evil to the rotten core. No rules, no umpires, no coaches. Because coaches are too dictatorial. They might yell at the kid a little too much and the umpires are going to bark at them because they made a foul. Can you see what's going on here, folks? We're at the end of the road with Americanism and democracy. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this. Now, I wrote about this, folks, by the way. I wrote about it in my book, Catholic Dogmas, that dogmas can never change your meaning. And the fact that if you ever tried to change the rules of baseball in such a degree that you said a ball is a bat and a bat is a ball, you ruined the sport. The pitcher's throwing a bat and the batter's patting with a ball. You tell me if you can play baseball with those rules. Even pagans know you need to have rules to keep certain things running. So how is it that God, Almighty Himself, who made everything, does not have His rules and dogmas? I use that to explain the fact that dogmas never change your meaning. And when you obey God's dogmas, everything is in harmony and conformity. And it's beautiful. Baseball becomes a wonderful game to look at when the rules are followed. It's a beautiful thing. You ruin it, you ruin the whole sport. That's what these artists did. They're not even real artists. They mangle art. You look at something, you have no idea what the guy's writing. It's a mess up on that canvas. They denied the dogmas of art. And they do it with music too. You see? So this was on PBS. It was on September 29th, year 2008. And we'll try to look a little bit on this and find out what's going on here with this thing. It's crazy, you know? Now, you wonder why the kids are going crazy in their houses, too. You can't tell me what to do, and I can't tell you. Nobody can tell anybody what to do, right? And everybody, in essence, everybody becomes their own little tyrant. They really do. Everybody becomes their own stubborn little tyrant. Now, the other thing that I noticed, which is very interesting, that McCain had an ad. They're all really pushing now with their ads and all that. And McCain comes out and goes like this. This is more Americanism, Pelagianism, and humanism. He says, Americans can overcome every challenge. Now, did anybody find something a little bit wrong with that statement? You know? You know what I mean? Can you stop aging? Can you prevent yourself from dying? You can't overcome that ultimate challenge, which is eternal life. Only Christ can give you that. Only God can give you that. They can overcome every challenge. Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Were they able to stop that hurricane? All hell broke loose down there in Louisiana in punishment for their sins and the sins of the United States, and they couldn't stop it. You know, these guys are oblivious. This is arrogancy. This is arrogancy. This is the pride that is created in the end result of humanism and Americanism and Pelagianism, which is men can be good without worshiping and adoring the true God and His grace. Mankind is the center of everything. Man is divine. We can overcome every challenge. What hogwash. You see, our Lord says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction. When the United States finally falls, and she's going to fall because she's a harlot mentioned in Apocalypse 18, and the apostate Jews are going to see to it that she does fall, boy, what a great fall that's going to be. It's going to be one of the greatest falls of all time because of the great arrogancy and pride of the United States of America. And it's going to be a just punishment. God's going to use the Antichrist to destroy the United States. The very Antichrist who the United States is bringing to power is going to destroy this harlot. And our Lord says, by what thing a man sinneth, by the same he is tormented. Wisdom 11:17. He that thinketh a pit shall fall into it. Ecclesiasticus 27:29. We can do everything. And the other, and I heard one of these conservative apostate priests in the Vatican II Church come up and say, oh, anybody can do whatever they want as long as they put their mind to it. What hogwash that is. Can you fly like a bird if you just put your mind to it? Go ahead, get up on the World Trade. There's no, the World Trade Centers aren't there no more. You got to get up on the Empire State Building now. And say to yourself, I can fly! I can fly! Positive thinking! And jump off and see. Go ahead. You stupid idiots. You big dummies. Mankind trying to play God. God made every one of us with a vocation to have a purpose in life if we obey His will. And what He made us to be, if we follow that will, we're going to be completely and totally happy. But no, everybody cannot be whatever he wants. And not everybody wants to be everything anyway. I went through this before. Some people like carpentry work. They just love it. Other people like working on cars. Other people like being a doctor, like a medical doctor. You know, other people like being chemists, scientists. Everybody has their own gift in life. Now, and then you go to the chemist and ask him if he wants to be a car mechanic. He says, no, I'm quite happy in my chemistry. You go to the car mechanic and ask him, does he want to go into the lab with the test tubes? And he doesn't want it. And in words, everybody has a vocation, but not everybody can be whatever he wants. All right? Because that means everybody wants to be God. We can all sit on the throne. There we go again. Isn't that what Lucifer did? I want to be God. I want to be God. You know, move over, God. I want to be God, you know. He don't want to be told what to do. Anyway, McCain comes out and says Americans can overcome every challenge. He's going to eat those words on his deathbed. He's going to eat those words the first time he gets sick again. Really bad. Laid up in the hospital. Right? And that makes me think about people who have terminal cancer. They go, she's fighting it real good. She's going to overcome it. Even if you overcame cancer because the doctor cut it out of you. You're still going to die. It's stupid the way people think. They don't understand that you're going to die, your body's going to go in the grave, and then you're going to go before the Catholic God on Judgment Day. And if you're not Catholic, you're going to go to the pits of hell. Overcome that challenge, Mr. McCain, when you die. Grant eternal life to me, Mr. McCain. Mr. American. See, it's not just him. This is the Americanist heresy. Now, you got to realize, folks, every time you move a step forward into his homosexual sins, by justifying them, you get closer to the you're already past the limit of Sodom and Gomorrah, because I don't know, I wasn't back in Sodom, but I would estimate they never really pretended to get married. They were just homos, you know, doing their homo thing, and that was about it. I don't think they pretended to get married. This is the worst of all time. When you actually have now elevated this to what you call a marriage, that's such a blasphemy, a sacrilege against the sacrament of marriage, at worst can't express it. And on that point, we're going to bring up what happened just here on October 10th, year 2008, on Friday. I'm going to read from this article. Connecticut Supreme Court ruled Friday that gay couples have the right to marry, making the statement the third behind Massachusetts and California to legalize such unions through the courts. That's like saying men have the right to fly. You know what I'm trying to say? That's no marriage. You can call it a marriage. It ain't no marriage in the eyes of God. You can say men have the right to fly, but they don't, because they don't got wings. Homos can't get married. It's a man and a woman to bring forth and procreate. Homosexual sins are some of the worst sins of impurity that can be committed. And here, Massachusetts has now legalized gay marriages. And they had a picture of some of these Bull Dyke lesbians on there that were pushing for these things. I tell you, I just look at their pictures. You know something? If I was in power, they're dead. They're dead. All right? They're going to be hung up and burned in front of everybody. I'm talking about these bold ones that are coming right out of the open and shoving in God's nose. What did God do to Sodom and Gomorrah? Now, this is the third state that has now allowed it. Massachusetts, California, and Connecticut. Now, I say to the people many times, we are living in the final days. But even if you did not believe that, I ask you one question. Do you believe in Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you believe what God did to Sodom? Do you know why he did that to Sodom? Why did God destroy Sodom with fire and brimstone? For two reasons. For lack of charity and hospitality, also into sins of homosexuality and other sins. So that gross homosexuality was just the last road of other sins they were committing against God, and because they were under the Romans 1 curse, because they were lacking aspects in the faith, not trusting God, they weren't hospitable, they weren't charitable, they became, God let them, the demons of lust enter into that town, and they ran roughshod with homosexual sins. Men burning for lust with men and women for women. One of the most unnatural, filthy sins in sodomy itself. And what did God do to Sodom? So what is God going to do to the United States? It don't take a brain surgeon or a genius to figure that one out. A little kid can figure that one out. On that point alone, the United States is going to be utterly and thoroughly destroyed and burned with fire. And God, again, is going to let the Antichrist deliver that punishment with limited nuclear strikes. I will not talk about that now. But I will just tell you some people who understand scriptures. You know, and you think that even amongst God's chosen people, they fall into these sins when they go bad. Especially them, even more than other people. Because when St. Peter said in 2 Peter 2:20, better not to have known God than know him and turn him back on him. Because then you become even more perverse than the pagans. Or equally. We read about that in Lamentations 4:6, where our Lord says, the sin of the daughter of my people has become worse than Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment. Worse than Sodom. This is worse than Sodom, what's going on. They're now trying to say they can even actually get married like a husband and a wife. This is so disgusting, it's so unthinkable, but here we are, folks. Look at the history of every empire that fell. Was it not because of paganism and gross immorality? Well, where are we, folks? Wake up and get into the true Catholic Church before it's too late, because that's the only place, first and foremost, where you can save your soul and protect yourself against these pigs, these immoral, faithless pigs. Well, this just happened anyway on Friday, but that's nothing else new. Now, even in this, they're going against their democracy principles, because the people in California, and I think it's even going up to vote in Connecticut to go against it, have went against it. The Supreme Court overrules it. So where's your democracy? So democracy, I tell you folks, is really just an illusion. It corrupts people with rebellion, so they don't want to obey anybody. But the people at the top They don't practice democracy. They're actually really tyrants. In the true sense of the word. It's the Jew at the top of it, the apostate Jew, then the Masons that are doing the dirty work under that, then the Mafia under that, that are small fish and other small local gangster groups. But this country, there's never no really such thing as a democracy. It's a lie. And any time somebody gets elected, like the Hamas party in Palestine that the United States doesn't like, they go, well, I'm not going to recognize him. Well, I thought you guys are for democracy. Only if you vote the guy in we want, so then you're not for democracy. Who's barking out the orders on the top of this? And I want to tell you another thing I thought about the other day when you're looking at this 9/11 incident. You think that there's not one mind operating right now, the Antichrist ruling all these people with one mind even now? He certainly is. And I will tell you another thing that proves it. That 9/11 is so obvious, so in your face, was such a conspiracy that you got to be an absolute brainless idiot or an absolute person who just wants to sell a soul to the devil for a buck to not recognize that that thing was the biggest fraud, the biggest deception, the biggest lie. The Jews and the Masons plotted it and did it. It's there. My point is this. That evidence is so overwhelming that they're not even afraid of being caught because they know they control everybody in this country from the top down. The president in the United States is just a puppet to the Jew. That's all he is. And the Jew is a puppet to the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is pulling everybody's strings. How do I know that? Because whenever they have something they want to go against, like this Roberto Gonzalez, when they said he illegally fired a few people, they put him up in front of the Senate committee and they grilled him. And they'll grill people on certain issues when they feel like there's something worth grilling people about. And they'll call them before the Senate committee, like the Watergate thing, when they got Nixon. And I believe they got, and a lot of times they're getting these guys because they're bucking the Jew. And the Jew's punishing these Masons because they're not obeying the Jew. But my point is, you guys are so concerned about corruption when you catch it in conspiracies. What about 9/11? Not a peep, nothing. Every one of their committees that was investigating lied about it. Deliberately lied. Nobody even in the House of Representatives or the Senate or the Congress even calls for any investigation against it. Can you see these guys are all controlled in Masonic lodges by one mind and they're all told what they can do and what they cannot do? Because I would say if ever you're going to pick up a conspiracy, boy, there's a lot of palooza. So obviously you guys aren't really concerned about conspiracies and exposing liars because you guys are the main liars. This is just a little piece of evidence. You can look at my 9/11 conspiracy website. And if you, after you look at those films and you tell me that you still don't believe that those buildings were mined and detonated by Larry the Lizard and his cronies to get us to go into that war, then don't speak to me until you believe it. Because you're never going to even get it near the Catholic God until you believe that. That's one of those things I talk about on the natural plane. That everybody can know is false. And if you don't reject knowable falsehoods in your own life, God will not grant you future enlightenment. So you'll go on your judgment and say, Jesus, how come you never enlightened me with the Catholic faith or sent me a preacher? He goes, remember that time you saw the tape on 9/11 that day? And you saw clearly it was a hoax? Yes, Lord. Remember you saw it a second time even and you said, and you didn't believe it, you ignored it, and you lied about it, and you says, I don't believe it? Yes, Lord. That's why I didn't give you future enlightenment. Why? Because you were of bad will. If you can't believe the things that are before your very face, how are you going to believe the things, supernatural things about God? It proves something about a person's spirit, about his bad will or about his good will. And this is one issue, Brother Will will tell you that, when he called the politicians, these guys don't want to touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. So the word came down that you stay away from this issue, you see. I'm going to finish with one more thing. This was my little news clip sermon. Again, I'm PBS, this was on, I watched the BBC News, which is better than the United States News. At least they cover certain things more, and they're not as pro-Israel. They're still pro-Israel, but not as much. They'll even present some Palestinian stuff. So they're not as bad as the United States with certain things, but I look at all the different national newses. But we're looking at the BBC News on October 11th, year 2008, was last week. Oh, and they start attacking another dictator, and this time it's Generalissimo Franco in Spain. The guy's been dead how long now, right? But they're still picking on him because he was right. Because he did a lot of right things. But what they did is Franco's going to be up for war crimes and there's still some people leaving, and they are, who are under his regime that are going to be brought up on war crimes for killing people in Spain. Now you got to understand, who is Franco fighting against, folks? I'm telling it again, you better take sides. Because it is a war. And people do get killed in wars. And when it comes to religion, the twains will never meet. Either you're going to take the true Catholic position inside, or you're going to take the side of Talmudic Jews, of Muslims, of Protestants, or Freemasons. You can't have it both ways. It's a war. These guys hate Catholicism. So they went in there with a revolution to try to overthrow Spain. They raped nuns. They pillaged monasteries and convents. The communists, the Freemasons, with the help of the United States soldiers. That's what that war was about. And Franco fought against these bastards and these perverted artists. Hitler helped them, and even Mussolini helped them. And they defeated the communists, the Masons, and the United States people that were raping nuns, that were pillaging convents. And now Franco's the tyrant, not the communist, not the Mason, not the sneaky United States that commits these crimes and then washes their hands clean and pretends they have nothing to do with it. You understand what's going on here, folks? So now the big tyrant and dictator is Franco, not the true tyrants and what they did during that war. But I want to say on BBS, they're now going to go up and bring all these guys under Franco's regime up on war crimes. I'm trying to appeal to you people in Spain and in Italy and in Europe who were Catholic at one time. Stop it! Get away from these Freemasons! Get away from these Talmudic Jews! Get away from the false ecumenism and pronounce and profess the full deposit of the Catholic faith, which means we denounce separation of church and state. Reclaim your country to Christ the King and the Catholic rule. Kick out the apostate Jews. Kick out the Freemasonic lodges. Now, if you want to have hope, to avert what's upcoming. If not, then you're going to be, you already are, you're serving the Antichrist. You're one of the 10 kings, they use the word 10 kings, but it really means all the kings of the earth, almost all of them, are going to be serving the Antichrist. I do believe we may, though, convert some. So that's why I'm preaching to the people in Spain, the people in Italy, the people in France. Wake up! Stop it! Right now. Who's running the country? The Antichrist. And anybody who is fighting against the Antichrist is the bad guy, and all the Antichrist cronies are the good guys. That's all you hear. All right. Yes, Franco killed people, and I'm glad he did, and I wish he would have killed more. I know he killed as many as he could. He said one thing in that perverted art town. We had these perverted communists, these Freemasons, these Talmudic Jews, and these freak artists. He threw a bomb on the whole thing and blew them all to hell. Praise God for that great act of mercy and justice. Oh, but the communists went in and did the same thing to churches and convents and raped nuns. That's chopped liver? No. Just war is a war that God determines is just, not what men determine. The Catholic God, not the Protestant God, not the Talmudic Jewish small g God, not the Muslim God. There's only one true God. He's the one that determines what's just. And I'll end it off on one other thing we talk about, which is hypocritical with these democracies. They talk about, oh, so much they want to make a solution in the Middle East with the Israel situation in Jerusalem. How stupidly illogical this is. What's the word they use? Panacea, or there's another word, this utopia. Well, according to the false religion of Islam, false as it is, but I'm going to tell you what they believe, that they're going to dominate the world, and whoever doesn't become a Muslim is going to die, and there's going to be a Muslim world. Talmudic Jews believe they're going to convert the world, and who doesn't become a Talmudic Jew is going to be killed, and Talmudic Jews are going to rule the world. And Catholics believe that we're going to rule the world, and whoever isn't Catholic is going to die, and we're going to control Jerusalem. And all three of us claim total control over Jerusalem and Israel. Not partial, total. So that there's no room for even Muslims or Jews in here in a Catholic world. In a Muslim world, there's no room for Catholics and Jews. In the Jew world, there's no room for Catholics and Muslims. How does democracy handle that problem? How? By ignoring the true God and trying to throw religion out the window. But you cannot do that. You can try to pretend to ignore the true God, but he ain't going to go away. And even these people are convicted in their false religions, bad as they are, at least they're being honest in what they believe in. There's nothing worse than hypocrites who pretend we're all the same and everything's going to work out when our religious creeds are diametrically opposed to one another. Each one of our creeds demands total possession of Jerusalem and Israel. Total, not partial. And you're never going to make that work on the peace table. And God will never let it happen. Because the Catholic guy says, it's mine, it belongs to me. And it only belongs to my chosen people when they're good. And if they're not, I'll let some enemy come in for a while. But ultimately, they don't have a right to it neither. I say it a million times. Everything that happens in this world is for a religious reason. It's either you're serving the true God or the false God. That's the reason why everything happens. And the big false God, the leader of them all, is Satan and Lucifer, who's in hell right now, ruling that roost. It's a real spiritual battle. That's everything. That's what explains everything that's happening. And unless you get on the side of the true God, the Catholic God, you have no hope. I am preaching Him here. I'm the only person in the world that is preaching the Catholic God. If you want to learn about Him, you want to come to the true Catholic Church, go over to my website and continue to listen to my sermons and continue to read my books. And that, first and foremost, is going to get you into the Catholic Church. You have a hope to be saved. So you can save your immortal soul. And it will protect you in these days ahead. And it will help you to see clearly the reason why things happen. Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.